You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
That wasn't that. Whatever.
Awful claps.
That's right. We're back. It's our games of the year, or just our 2023 wrapped.
That's a good time.
Yeah,
2023 wrapped.
It sucked. It was no.
Honestly, no. Yeah, pretty terrible. pretty mid. You know,
I mean, there's a lot of like great games that came out, just not for us.
Yeah,
you know, it's like we haven't finished Baldur's Gate 3, but I feel like you can't even put a. It's like I feel like you can put hundreds of hours in that game to give a really like a genuine review.
Do like multiple playthroughs of each of the classes and.
Yeah, so like
we don't have that time.
But I mean, that's like I guess an honorable mention. Like it's for us, it's really fun. But only with friends. I can't play that game by myself.
Oh, no, yeah, I can't. It's too overwhelming right. by myself.
Maybe if it was, like, just you and me, that'd be, like, the smallest amount.
Right.
Right, but
even
but,
that, yeah. I don't know.
Just be super annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, other than that, I would say 2023, I'm not sure if we played a lot, but we played, you know, some...
I'm trying to think what we played on the channel. We played Spider-Man.
We played Spider-Man? Oh, wait, not... Well,
Mario Wonder.
Mario Wonder. I would think that's gonna be like my co-op game of the year.
Mario's done, yeah. Like, Mario was a lot of fun.
You know, okay, so like, I'll say this.
Pull that up.
Pikmin 4, it was great, and I loved playing with you or watching you play. However, their whole co-op angle is bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Like that part of it was disappointing to me. What's the point of using this as the?
Well, that one's for you. I thought.
Oh, yeah. I thought okay.
So we both had it.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to see what we played this year. Naruto, which. God.
Okay, dishonorable mention. Watch our review of that game. Actually, watch our unboxing, which is the favorable. Watch our review of it, and you'll see that we hate it because
we played Mirage. That was
I never finished it.
I didn't finish it either. I don't know. George played Digimon World, which was a PS1 game. Check that out.
Yeah, check it out. I was gonna so like
Pokemon not, DLC.
We decided that we're gonna do like an epilogue, or once the epilogue's out in January, we're gonna do like a full on review of like all of it combined. We did a podcast episode a while back just reviewing Scarlet and Violet, so
yeah,
check that out. Let's see here.
Played Diablo, played Final Fantasy 16. We played Breath of Tears of the Kingdom.
So like, okay, so
we played a decent amount this year. It's just on the channel.
What should we go first? The games we didn't like or games we do? Like, we actual games of the year. Or, like, our, like, personal games of the year. You know what?
Yeah.
I got it. Oh, let's start with this. First is the biggest disappointment, which I think would go to Naruto Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, the biggest.
Naruto is literally, they chopped up the old games and made one big super disappointment. And... That was it. That was what we got.
But, like, they skipped out on great battles from base Naruto. Like,
right.
Almost
it was
all
literally only Naruto and Sasuke battles.
Right. I they skipped the Jiraiya Orochimaru Tsunade fight.
Yeah.
They skipped...
I think they gave us the Jiraiya and Pain fight, right? But you have to, right? Yeah,
you have to do that. But they didn't give us Shikamaru and Hidan. Like, what was that?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
What? Are you serious? Most of the war, like...
Was a cutscene.
Yeah, no...
Whatever they called
like,
it.
Like, you didn't get, like, the rematch of Zabuza, you didn't get, there was a fight with Deidara reanimated, but it was kind of, like, mid... In the anime.
Right.
Well, yeah, that game, man, that... I was so disappointed, because, like, we really wanted to play just for, like, the campaign to, like, relive it, and
right.
It's just, like...
It was just supposed to be all of Naruto in one, and, I mean, it was all of just Naruto doing his stuff, but...
And even then, they still miss stuff.
Right.
You didn't even get to do the final fight
of base Naruto. Yeah, right. Where it's like Kurama Naruto versus cursed Sasuke.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you get that fight, but at the end of Shippuden and as like a flashback.
Right,
for like
as the
seconds.
Flashback, which
right.
was in for Clash 4. Like,
right, right. It's like, okay.
You
why?
Screwed it. Like, what
yeah.
the heck?
It, like, the online, like, you could add, like, they did some improvements by adding stuff to your character, customization-wise, like, masks and stuff, which is cool,
yeah.
But, like, just the campaign made it so terrible that I was like, I don't even want to keep this game. I had the base version, I returned it. I got a full rerun. He got, like, the full-on collector's version, which is totally worth it as an Naruto fan.
Right.
Like, But if only you could replace the game with like
just like return the game with like a soundtrack or something.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
I don't know. They hate us. It was literally just a rushed thing.
Oh, yeah, really like. Though. Yeah, it was. We streamed it and we're just like, wow, this sucks. I'm trying to think if there's another game that was... Well, I mean, I expressed my disappointment with Pikmin Force Co-op.
Right.
We were like, oh, we're playing co-op is going to be sweet. And it's just like, oh... It's like the Mario Galaxy thing. It's like, who wants to play that? Who wants to play the shooter? Like,
right. Yeah. It was really bad. I don't know. Nintendo, like, either knocks out of the part with, like, co-op or they just murder it for whatever reason.
Like, oh, so in Mario Wonder, thank God I was here for that because... Like the online co-op.
Oh,
and
I'm yeah.
people it's praise like a it. I don't understand.
Ghost mode or whatever.
I don't understand the praise. So I'm seeing YouTubers praise the online like co-op. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
It's just like, yeah, okay, cool. You can see a ghost. So that means nothing to me.
Right.
But I would say that's probably my co-op game of the year.
Mario Wonder.
Yeah. So like, I mean, Baldur's Gate's really fun, and like it requires a lot of thinking, and there's a lot into it. But Mario Wonder is just simple family fun, you know.
Right.
And it's just like wasn't too challenging, just like relaxing. There's no stress. Yeah. So I mean, so co-op wise, but I actually can't think of other co-op games we really like genuine co-op.
No, there wasn't a lot, right?
Did we start? Was it Far Cry 3, 6 that we started in 2023?
Yeah.
Okay, we started that.
That we played in the beginning of the year. We didn't finish that. We played WarioWare.
Oh, so that was fun. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. WarioWare's fun. Yeah. Mario Party, I liked a lot.
Mario Party
yeah,
is a ton of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I even bought it just in case we ever played online together.
I have like a list, but.
we should. Maybe this year we should keep track of like every game. Yeah, exactly. Everything played. It didn't come out this year, but we played, what's that? It was a co-op divorce game.
Oh, It Takes Two?
Yeah, It Takes Two.
Was that this year? That was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I don't know when we played that, but that was a great game. That could be on our list.
If this is a wrap, I guess it's really about our experience rather than like.
Right, for this year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else we played that was like a stinker. I don't know.
Let's see. I don't think there were a lot of games we just didn't enjoy.
Right.
I think it was
wasn't a ton of stuff that wasn't like unbearable, I guess.
Right. Nothing on the Switch.
Nothing on the Switch.
Yeah, definitely nothing on the Switch. There wasn't anything you really played exclusively on PlayStation other than Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Spider-Man, but which was great. And then anything on Game Pass, I'm trying to think.
Payday 3.
Oh, yeah. Unbearable. Oh, you know
that
what?
That was actually the stinker of the
game. Take it back. Yeah. Payday 3. You know what? At least Naruto was playable.
Right. You know? At least there was a beginning, end, and middle, and end. Like.
Yeah, are you like that was a joke?
Yeah.
That was literally a joke. They just, oh my god, just you filled me with anger. We were so excited, except Derek was, I think, healing from the dentist, and
my wisdom teeth out. And you know, it was bad. It was a much more enjoyable situation than
dude. We spent like hours. We're like, dude, we can't play this. And like the servers were down, it took like weeks, and now they're still like trying to just like add stuff to the game, but it's gone. Maybe next year we could all revisit it when it's like, when I trust them.
Fixed, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was probably the worst game of the year.
I mean, you played it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I just remember, I remember that thing specifically.
We played the beta.
Oh, yeah, we played
the beta weekend.
No, I think, you came back one day. I'm like, hey, let's just try it because the servers might be back.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then, and then we got like one game. And
that's right. We were stuck at the second floor and it was like, put the bomb down. And we're like, how? How do you do this? It doesn't explain it. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was, I was going to say that maybe it doesn't count as worst game because it's unplayable. Therefore, we couldn't play it. But
right.
Because it's unplayable, I mean, that was like our Gollum. In the sense of,
right. And we played Gollum. Gollum was a lot more fun than that.
It was more fun because you could laugh at the problems,
right?
You know,
right. Payday 3 was actually like just sad.
Yeah, it was just bad. It was, and apparently they reworked the currency system because like everyone hated it. I don't know. That game was just like unbelievably mismanaged.
Right.
They should have just kept supporting Payday 2. I at this point,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
What was the original disappointment? I totally just blanked. We were just talking about PD 3, but what did we talk about before? Oh, connections.
Oh, Naruto, yeah.
So, it's like, it's like, I had more hype for Naruto. That's why, to me, like, it hurt my heart.
It hurt more because I was more excited for Naruto. Right.
If you guys could take a glimpse into Derek's, like, studio, you would get some idea
Naruto
that Derek's
stuff everywhere. Yeah. I'll grab this just off the shelf. Like, all the Akatsuki rings, you know? Like, Naruto is there everywhere in here.
Yeah, and now, you know.
And now I just kind of want to throw it all out.
All dead to trash. I can't believe it.
I'm playing it all.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll put it this way. Payday 3 was the biggest co-op disappointment. Naruto was just the biggest, like,
game disappointment. Yeah.
So,
I could agree.
Bravo. If I remember to put a laugh track in or whoever edits this, right. You know, like, congratulations. Oh, and by the way, Naruto, why did you remove wall fighting and still no clashing after what, one?
I know.
It's like, oh my god. Oh man, that hurts. Yeah. Most hyped game though for next year, since the wrap, mine is Tenkaichi 4.
Oh my god. Yeah. I was gonna say that was like one of the high points of this year.
That was the only high point of the Game Awards.
Was seeing this trailer, yeah. Honestly,
That Game Awards.
We didn't do like a Gamer Rewards
review
or whatever, like that was like the only good part of it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like they're very, so I believe most YouTubers fake most of their like genuine, or no, I'm sorry, not genuine, like their reactions to announcements, most like in terms absolutely. Of like, you know, yeah. Like, oh my god, Hello Kitty, oh my god.
the people that like cried when they put like, I don't know, Terry and Smash or something,
right. Like, or like, oh, the Terry! Or like a new Fortnite expansion.
Oh yeah, you know, Kevin the like... Cube dying.
Oh,
like,
my god, no.
Kids, you know, actually like wore suits to the funeral. Like, just like, oh, Kevin,
Johnny, why are you wearing a suit today? My best friend. Oh my god, died. Kim? No, Kevin the Cube.
Kevin the Cube. What? They took out the towers. Dude, that was in 2001. No. Tilted Towers. They're gone.
Yeah.
And then they brought them back. And it was great.
Yeah.
Another high point of this year was Fortnite, like, redoing the first map again. That was, like, a ton of... It, like, brought us all back to Fortnite again.
It's still fun. Yeah. I do enjoy going back to it. And now that I'm a sucker and got the John Wick skin, that's all I've been rocking. Yeah. I just love it. I don't know. Fortnite... really came with a resurgence for those who didn't want to play it because of a build mode. Like, didn't...
Oh, right.
Was no build this year, or did we just come back this year for it?
No, no build was last year. But gotcha. We stopped playing, and then they announced the... It was like a joke. It was like the first map was coming back, and that night we were like, oh, let's just play Fortnite, because we were planning to play something else.
Right.
And then we just played Fortnite, and it was a ton of fun.
Oh, that was that. Yeah, the one Fortnite time we, yeah, when we came,
oh, because
back,
we won like 8 games in a row, oh, yeah, too. We're like, all right, we're guys, right, we're back.
We got
Ninja,
Rob into
watch
Fortnite
out, we're
somehow
coming.
I never would have thought Rob would get into Fortnite,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he's
Rob doesn't play anything with us other, yeah, and right. Fortnite was the game. He was like, yeah, I'll give it a try.
He's basically being the battle pass.
That's insane.
Yeah,
he bought the battle pass. That's insane.
I know. It's wild. You have to know and see Rob,
right?
So that was pretty cool. That was like kind of a highlight.
That was good.
Getting suckered by Epic to give him money.
Yeah. Epic. You win again.
You did.
Bravo.
So I mean, I'm not gonna say it was the best like co-op experience, because like,
right,
you know, multiplayer, sure, it's, you know, really fun. Let's see what else did happen this year gaming wise for us. Made some chance to change the channel, how we're gonna play games. What did we just play recently?
Did we play Redfall this year? Was that?
Oh yeah, we
that
did.
That was a stinker.
Damn, that was another huge disappointment. And we did like a play till you die challenge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then we instantly deleted the game.
Right. I honestly think.
Wow,
just
really
hear me
was
out.
This year. Yeah.
I think like at some point this year or even next year, we should get the guys, because they have Game Pass now.
Right.
And be like, hey, look, it's like it may have gotten better because they added 60 frames, Derek. It's there. Yes, I know.
Minecraft Legends was this year too. That was really fun.
Oh, well, I'll get to that in 1 second. But yeah, Redfall, like, I think we should all get back to it and just do like a 4-player run and just like just have stupid fun.
I can see it.
Minecraft Legends, we did have fun with. I wish we played online.
The like multiplayer mode or whatever it was.
Right. But yeah. I heard they stopped supporting it. Or not online, but just like in general. Just like,
the game was a lot of fun. Like way more fun than it should have been.
Right.
What it was.
Just like attack. Yeah. It was pretty fun. It's like baby's first RTS basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, it was pretty fun. That's a good way to get into the genre if you care to try. You're just going through like our YouTube.
That's we did this year.
Did we play Kirby?
We played this year.
We play that together?
We played it in person.
Oh, okay.
Why? That was a lot of fun.
That was.
Mega Man Battle Network was this year too. The collection.
I need to go back and play it more. That's like. I was so hyped for that game, but then there's so much came out, or like so many things that we played together or played that took up my time.
Yeah.
To come out this year, and it's like, damn that. But yeah, Battle Network.
I just remember we played Assassin's Creed 1.
Wait,
and then also we were working on our Zelda. Legend of Zelda, Zelda-thon.
Yeah,
we got to Link to the Past. I forgot we got that far. We got to Ocarina of Time.
You know what was this year? And this might change our disappointments. Dying Light 2.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah,
that was so bad.
That was unbelievably boring.
Yeah,
we had to talk. We're like, dude, this is like actually bad.
Yeah,
this is boring.
We like could not get through that.
And I was stupid enough to get it digitally, so I couldn't get a refund on it. But that was like, oh, man,
that was actually terrible.
But Payday 3 was just unplayable comparatively.
Right,
that was just like. And I loved Dying Light 1, but Dying Light 2, man, that just, like, it was a big stinker.
Yeah.
Big stinker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I feel like no one talks about it.
No, that game came out and, like, is dead, and that's it.
Yeah, it's that,
Lethal Company's been a lot of fun.
We'll get to that. Well, I like in terms of, Lethal Company's great.
No, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get over the stinker first. I love Scarlet and Violet, but it plays like
oh
but
that water.
That came out in 2022, right?
Both the DLCs were this year.
Oh well, okay. Kid Ikami, that was quite the experience. Let's see here, Spider-Man 2, no building problem. Fortnite was great. Jackbox we got into this year, which was really fun.
Yeah.
I played some Isaac, which I still need to finish. We tried Lasso Challenge and Halo.
That was terrible.
Asking Rob to play it with zero or George? Yeah, George.
Neither of them.
Yeah, with zero experience was not the right call.
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3. I tried to go back in the Dead by Daylight and I wanted to break my computer again, so I said, screw this, I'm out. Party Animals.
Party Animals is great.
Party Animals is
I want to go back to that.
Yeah, I really if there's a community night and there's not a lot of people.
Liza P was a lot of fun.
Yeah. This is charging slower than his draining battery, so I'm gonna just
lock it.
Android tablets. Is that it for Starfield? I'm not disappointed in. I just like I knew
that's
I wouldn't
game
be able to finish.
That came out and like I feel like nobody talks about it anymore.
Oh no, people are talking about it right now because it has mostly negative reviews on Steam. And did you hear because Bethesda employees are like for some reason responding to reviews in Steam. They're trying to explain this. Like, oh, it's so hard to do this and that. It's like, okay, but you really shouldn't be responding to reviewers.
Yeah,
like,
you should probably just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a lot of fun.
Oh, that is a lot of fun. I like going back to that with you guys. It's a co-op horror. That was pretty fun. I think that's really...
cool. That was pretty much it. We did a lot of Pokemon. We did a lot of Fall Guys this year, which
was
fun.
Yeah, Fall Guys is really fun, yeah.
Pikmin, yeah. Oh, Exoprimal...
That was fun
playing with everybody, but like
it kind of got old fast.
It like died.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I think it's
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
So we'll talk about Brandon Fred was great. That's up there for best co-op game.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was really fun. Oh, Friends versus Friends was a lot of fun too.
Oh, yeah, we got to get back to that. It was just hard to stream it because it was from the PC, and we were just, like, hard to do it. I think we got, Gollum. Gollum, it wasn't a disappointment when you knew it was a stinker going
in,
right?
Right, we were just playing it just to play it.
But. Biggest stinkers of the year go to Payday 3 for being unplayable and boring.
Right here, Payday 3. We remember.
Naruto. Connections for just leaving out all the fun parts.
Yeah, just breaking my heart. Breaking our hearts.
Dying Light 2 for just being terrible. Just boring.
Yeah, yeah, it just sucks. Yeah, just compared to the first one, and they like got rid of guns. That was another big thing about that game.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no guns. It was all melee. There's
no guns. What was the other stinker? I'm gonna put Starfield purely because it takes way too much to get into.
Yeah, it's too much of an investment.
Yeah, there's like 8 billion different systems. Anymore. Right, exactly. And there was
another. Oh my god, you know what another one was down here that everybody forgot about and is dying? Overwatch 2.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
did that come out this year?
That was this year.
Okay, yeah.
Or no, was it this year or was it last year? I thought it was this year. Hold on, let me go back. Farther back.
And Derek was a huge Overwatch fan when it came to, like, the original.
I mean, it's fine, right? But it, like, the whole premise of, like, we had to make a sequel to add a campaign that we eventually just canceled anyway, and it was all stupid.
Yeah, it was like,
did we live stream it, or did we just...
No, I don't think we ever live streamed it.
I think we just played it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was this year, I'm pretty sure.
It was, not fun. And, it was it was like
all of these. Only if we remember to put them.
It was only five players. No, the one less tank.
Dropped a player. Yeah, they nerfed all the butts in the game.
Made it free to play, which made it arguably way worse.
Yeah,
I feel like we're missing a stinker.
All the characters were locked behind pay walls. You had to buy them.
Naruto, Payday, Starfield, Dying Light 2. I thought there was another big stinker that were.
There definitely was.
Yeah, there's
Payday.
Naruto. Starfield. Oh my god.
Dying Light 2. Okay. Gollum, technically.
It was just a bad game, but, like, everyone's gonna say, like, worst game, you know?
Really can't remember. I know we said another game, though.
I mean, I was disappointed in Pikmin Force Co-op, but I wouldn't put it as a stinker.
Yeah.
Was that it? I feel like we're missing one. Alan Wake 2. I don't know how people are saying it's like their game of the year. I think it's so astronomically boring that it makes me want to cry. I guess that's it.
I can't remember.
But all right, so yeah, those are the stinkers. Those are the stinkers.
We remember to put them.
Yeah, those are the stinkers.
On to the positives, though.
All right, let's, Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
We'll break it down. Spider-Man 2, you have yet to beat it, but do you know the ending and stuff like that?
No. I have not seen any spoilers about this game, surprisingly. Other than the final suit you get as Miles is like
Dog shit.
Is it the Carnage suit, though? Is that the final one?
Oh, no, that's just like a one you can unlock. After, yeah, but like, even that's like, yeah.
But then there was a leak that we're getting Carnage DLC and then some other DLC that I don't remember.
I mean, since you know there's a DLC, it's not really spoiling, but there's a side mission. It was really cool. Like, because you never say the guy's name, you don't really think about it. It's like this red haired guy. And then at some point, I'm just like, I say it in the stream, I'm like, this guy isn't Carnage, right? He's just like, he's like, oh, let there be fire. I'm like, he's not Carnage, right? Let there be KR. So I'm like,
that's awesome. God. I was like, that's so what? Cool.
Yeah, I got to find that. If we had a real editor, I'd love to get like highlights of the year. But it's like, go through hundreds of hours.
Go through all of this.
Let's see here. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I won't say the rest of it. But Spider-Man 2 is like a 10. I mean, like as close to a 10 out of 10 for me. I don't know how I can make it better. I mean, it'd be cool if there's co-op, but
right.
It was just a really good. It's like, did you like Spider-Man 1? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you like more Spider-Man? Like
Miles? Yeah. Okay. Well, we put them together, and now they're in their a game together.
Right. Right.
Enjoy.
And
Venom.
Yeah. Pikmin 4.
Pikmin 4 was really good.
Except for the co-op,
but yeah. It was still just Pikmin, and that's really all we want. Keep supporting the game. They said they'll keep making them. As long as they
sell
well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That video you sent me about Luigi's Mansion as well. Luigi's Mansion apparently like always does super well, so they're always going to keep making them, I guess.
Oh, that's good.
What is it? Retro Games, I think, makes them, or Level 5 Games.
Well, yeah.
And they're like always designing them.
Right. I wish the game came out after we started our like dedication to the channel, because I would have loved to play a co-op with you.
Which one?
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll have to go back and do the co-op.
Yeah, we have. We're gonna make a list of like once we have a studio and can do this way more often, just like right, backlog games
stuff.
Right, right.
Because I have every Switch game, so we can play all of them.
Right? Aren't they? They're remaking one, right, for Switch?
Two.
Oh, it's a two.
Yeah, one. I have a feeling we'll get eventually, but
that was on the 3DS. They did a remake.
Right. Or they remade it on the 3DS. Cool. Yeah. Final Fantasy 16 was really good. Soundtrack was a killer. Cool. The combat was super fun.
I hear that game gets snubbed all the time for everything. It's like it, for some reason, it's just shouted from everything else.
That other one? The Golden Joysticks. I think it was nominated for like 90 things and won like two.
Hmm.
Yeah, and everybody's like why? Why?
I'm hearing like it's one of the best Final Fantasies. It's just so many other things came out. It just got completely.
Right. It was like the Titanfall 2 effect where it got snubbed by other stuff.
I liked watching you play it when I could.
It was
The combat looked really fun. But it looked like it was like hundreds of hours. Like,
an investment. I'm still not done with it. It's just like there's too much to do in obviously, Tears of the Kingdom was literally a banger.
Tears of the Kingdom, there's two games.
I don't even remember. What one game of the year? Was it Tears of the Kingdom?
No, it was Baldur's Gate.
Oh, that's right.
I guess we'll wait until our game of the year. I'm very conflicted I'll just say now. I'm conflicted between Tears of the Kingdom and BattleBit for me. BattleBit is one of the best games I've ever played. Battle for the Bit love of God, so please. Fun. Derek does this like this army impersonation.
We're going to go back to it soon.
Now that you have a better PC too, you'll be able to run it better and stuff. Yeah, not that was a problem. I'm excited. It's super fun. It was made by people who just like got pissed off that Battlefield started to suck. And they're like, we can make a better Battlefield. Yeah. And it's just like, the only problem is like, people are like, oh, is this just a Roblox game? Like, no, it just looks super blocky because they wanted to show you can have an amazing Battlefield game without super duper graphics.
Right, right.
So, and it works super well. But at the same time for me, man, Tears of the Kingdom, spoilers, it's not even a spoiler, I guess, but I hated Breath of the Wild as a Zelda game. I'm like, wow, as a Zelda game, this sucks. The story sucks. The boss battle sucks. Everything sucks.
Yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom was like, what if we just fixed everything.
right. The problem with Breath of the Wild, right, is it's an amazing game, but terrible Zelda game. Right. And they were like, all right, this one, do the same thing, but make it a Zelda game. And it was like, oh, awesome. Boss battles, dungeons, like, you know, we still had the, like, abilities and stuff. And, like, the crafting gimmick was cool, you know? Like, there's a lot there for other people. Oh, the
fusion
people.
Mechanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Ganon fight at the end, get to that... You get to that samurai fight. Oh my.
I'm very conflicted to this day what my favorite Zelda boss or boss fight is. Because before it was Zant. I'm a huge Twilight fanboy and I thought Zant was. Zelda never does like a boss battle remix like other games do where like Devil May Cry, they always have it at the end where you have to beat all the bosses again to fight the final boss. And so some other games do that. But Zelda has never done that before?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Right. But the Zant battle, and he gets crazy and crazier. Love it. But, and then even the Ganon fight, that was just amazing. But, because it's like horseback and then the duel.
Right.
Public Ganon. But this one, you want a samurai showdown where he goes fucking Super Saiyan and then turns into a goddamn dragon? Oh, yeah.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was, I mean... I think, like, the actual samurai fight was better than the dragon, but the dragon part was just so cool.
Right, it just added to it.
It was just like, and there was actually story. Like, there was genuine story you could unlock.
From the beginning of the game, you were, like, hooked because you were like, okay, Link's waking up again. He's got to get the Master Sword. Wait, he was sent back in time. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, but Tears of Kingdom, it's just... I mean, like, I genuinely enjoyed finding the teardrops to, like, see what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Because Zelda... Because Zelda being missing was, like, a mystery. Like, what happened to Zelda, you know?
Right. And why has she not popped up yet?
Right. Versus Breath of the Wild, it's just more like, what led up to Ganon winning? Versus this is like, okay, where's Zelda? And, like, how can I... fix this, fix it. And then it's like, I don't know who at Nintendo was doing crack, but you know, like, what if Zelda turned to a dragon, was eternal, therefore was holding the Master Sword that we sent back in time so Link could get it in the future? Love it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. I wouldn't have thought about that in a billion years. No. That was, no. I was, when you get that final teardrop and like it shows you, like, that's what happens, I'm like, that is one of the coolest twists I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I would not, and you don't get twists in Zelda games. You know, like,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, it's pretty cut and paste, right?
Right.
Ganon took Zelda, Link goes save Zelda.
Right, right, exactly. So, man. I mean, we'll talk about, you know, like, our definitive game of the year, but I'm conflicting between those two, because, like, Battle Bay is just so much multiplayer fun, but Tears of the Kingdom, I have the Pokemon OLED stuff, but I kind of regret not having, like, what you have. But they're, like, you know, right. I just couldn't justify another Switch.
Right, right.
OLED Switch. Derek has a problem, but, So, yeah, Tears of the Kingdom, ooh, that was... My only real criticism of that game is the Water Temple. I didn't care for the boss battle, and I didn't really care for the look of the Water Temple. Where, it felt like a Wind Waker kind of boss, but it was, like, kind of cartoony. I'm like, eh, you know?
They could have done better.
But to be fair, it was probably very difficult for them to design the dungeons purely because of all the stuff you can, like, do to break the game.
Right, it's not like the old days where you could only, like, run and throw bombs or
right, exactly. Whatever. Like,
it's like, oh, you could go through the ground? Great, you have to count everywhere.
Right, exactly. Like, any mistake, like, okay, now they can just break the temple.
Right.
So, that was, like, that was amazing. And I was very skeptical of getting that game because how much I was bored from Breath of the Wild. I was like, maybe I'll just let Derek buy it and then he'll play it. I'm like, nope, that was I don't know if I'll go back to 100% it, but I like that I own it. Does that make sense?
Right. Right. I like that it's there. Right. That I could always go back to
the world ends. I'd probably be like, you know what? I'm going to restart Tears of the Kingdom.
Right. And play it again.
Okay. So, what's another? And I guess we'll talk about Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate was.
It's really fun.
Really fun.
Yeah.
I like literally you could, anything you could think of to do in that game, you can do, which is like just incredible to me from just like a programming perspective.
That was probably a nightmare.
Yeah.
So like did you count for taking a dump 2 hours ago? Ooh, didn't. You gotta code that in. No. You know, it was that was an experience. That was I mean, we haven't finished it yet. We're kinda taking our time. Are we going back on Monday? I'm not sure. But like we said before, we need to it's like for us, we have to have a party because there's no way I'm going back to that game by myself.
Right.
It's just, it's so much stuff. And then controlling 4 different characters, it just seems like, it's like, I assume XCOM is less like, how do I put it?
It's easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
It's like you do one at a time, right?
But
like,
right.
You can kind of control what's going on, I guess.
But like in this, like there's a billion different stats. You level up every character.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a really fun game. I'm not going to put it for my game of the year.
No. It's definitely a lot of fun, but no.
But, you know, if you like that kind of game, you probably get like thousands of hours.
Oh my God,
I wonder if this game, if I don't screw this girl, will I?
Right.
What if I play this game without her?
You could just go through that game many, many times just to see what each of the outcomes were.
Right. I don't know if I had this discussion with you.
That wasn't this year, right? Cult of the Lamb?
No. Just
that was last year.
Yeah, right? That was last year. It might have been the year before, but the DLCs were this year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, last year. Baldur's Gate 3, really great game, just not our game of the year. Let's see. Spider-Man 2 we already talked about.
Spider-Man 2 is great.
Pikmin 4, I mean.
Pikmin 4 was really great, good. Great. Mario Wonder.
That's
the best co-op game of the year.
Right.
It was really good.
It was really good. The biggest criticism is that why did you just only have Bowser Jr. for boss fights when you could give anyone Wonder Powers? Like, I just don't.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. They kind of screwed the pooch on bosses,
right? But like
but everything else was like incredible because they've like designed a wonder mechanic for every level.
Right,
the music was super good. There were like levels where you like just went through and listened to old music from the old games, and they were great.
That was all. Yeah, that was that really was good. Really
fun.
All like the little sound effects. Every animation has like some kind
everything
of
everything
like,
was just the right. Little details for that game were just incredible.
It was interesting. They added the Yoshis and Nabbit, but only as like easy mode characters. I kind of wish you could, play or get Yoshi as a power-up, but I guess they couldn't account... Like, I guess it would have made it too easy if it was just something you could get in a level and keep carrying it to other levels, you know?
Probably.
Yeah. But if they make a second one, like a direct sequel, I would love to see, like, Yoshi utilized more.
Right.
And do you think they'd make a direct... Like a, because they did like new Super Mario Bros. Two and stuff like that.
Maybe I feel like they'll keep the new art style, right?
Right, right.
So I don't know. It's hard to say if they'd make a direct sequel or just like call it something different. Hmm. It's just so unique. I don't know. It's hard.
Right. The power ups were cool. As a co-op experience, local, it was great. Online, like, I feel like they screwed the pooch. Like, oh, there's ghost versions. Like, you can see them, you just can't do anything with them. Like, then why do I...
Right. Why do I even care?
why do I care? I know there's, like, a race mode, which, like, for online, which is...
Oh, yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. The speed run for the games are really has been really cool.
Oh, I haven't watched them, really?
There's a lot of cool stuff you can do with the different, like, abilities you can equip and stuff.
Isn't, like, the bubble power, like, busted?
The bubble and the, like, runoff of ledge, but you don't, like, fall instantly or something I see right all the time.
Oh, you know what's really fun? One of my favorite parts playing it with you was the synchronized, like, jump levels where, like, or it was playing
music. Oh, against the walls? They were literally speedrun levels.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's, like, two or three of them, and they're just, like, they got very difficult. And I was like, wow, this is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say that's our co-op game of the year. If you can play it with your friends, it's just fun. It's like, just
better.
It's
better
not experience. Stressful. It's just relaxing.
Right, it's just Mario. And it's, right. It's just fun to play again.
Right. Although, add Wario.
Add Mario and Waluigi as playable characters. Why not?
Just have fun with it. What else?
What else came out this year that we played? That was good. We didn't play it, but Mario RPG came out, a remake of that, which...
Well, it's the exact same thing, so you...
Right. I mean, I'm excited to play. I own it. I just haven't gotten a chance to play it yet. The Nintendo has been doing this, like, sneaky thing of testing the waters with all these old games.
Like, what's a test, though? I feel like it's a guaranteed...
They're just stupid. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, right. They hate the easy money, right? Like, everybody's been asking for a Mario RPG remake for years now. And it's like, they just refuse to do it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, by the way, here you go.
Here you go, guys. Like, oh, thanks. I mean, we've been asking.
Right.
We played Kirby this year. Kirby Deluxe came out this year, right?
Triple Deluxe remake came out. That was really fun playing that again.
Very together. Easy, but just, it was, right. Yeah, it was right. Just, it's Kirby, you know, like,
right. You're never disappointed to play a Kirby game.
Right. Let's see here.
What did we play? I know we played other stuff. Lethal Company has been a ton of fun. We just did that for our community night. Which you should check out and join the Discord so you can be part of our next community.
We should have started the Discord episode. Yeah. We really got to
put this in the beginning before.
We're going to do a review on it probably after this recording, but just super fun. You know, it's funny. We did it on community night, the mod, so we can add up to 16 people, and it's still difficult. It's
still, yeah. You know, I thought having like, whatever, we had 15 people in there. Like
we had 10.
It's super easy. Just like, all right, everybody go grab the loot and bring it back. But no, everybody was still dying. Yeah, was still like chaos. Like,
right. But it's so much fun.
It's like a better Among Us, basically.
I wasn't a huge fan of Among Us to begin with, but I'm now way more open to the idea of us playing within a community night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lethal Company actually opened my eyes to how much fun proximity chat is. Especially from a content creation standpoint, it's just so much fun. But just playing with your friends and like I loved hearing on the radio like you screaming and it just goes like dead silent.
I'm right. the details in that game make it better too. Like when you're underwater, if you're screaming, it sounds like you're like actually drowning. Or right. Like
or
if
a
the
face hugger
is on your face, that you're muffled. Like really cool.
God, I might say that's like the our like
online game of the year.
Online with friends.
Right.
Online with friends.
More than two. More than just us.
Yeah. Playing that game solo is just probably just boring.
Going and joining a lobby. Right. It's like Among Us if you were to like try to play that I guess.
I don't think you can.
You can like join lobbies.
Right. We had a random person join a couple, but like sometimes it sucked. Sometimes having a random didn't suck.
Yeah.
They're like, we're talking or like, didn't know what to do. Yeah, that part sucked. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to do a review on that, so check that out. But super fun. I am excited for more content drops. And the fact that they added an arachnophobia mode or like option where it just replaces spiders with the word spider.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really funny. Party Animals. That was very fun.
Party Animals.
I think it's a better Gang Beasts. It's super fun. It's super fleshed out. It's on Game Pass. I'd love to play with more people. When we have more time, we can play it again with our friends and stuff like that. monetization for that game is pretty good too. But yeah, I Party Animals, go check it out. Really good. That I would actually say that's like my party game of the year. Like
yeah,
because it's a party game technically.
Right.
I mean, like yeah, we had a lot of fun with Mario Party, but this like playing with strangers and stuff is just fun, just beating up each other right. And stuff like that.
Trying to think of like smaller stuff that also came out that was like decent. Oh, Metroid Prime Remastered came out. That was cool.
Did you play that?
I haven't played it yet. I mean, I played the original.
Right, yeah.
But, like, that's cool that they were.
Oh,
they
did
that. Hogwarts Legacy was this year.
Hold on. Really good. The remake. Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space remake? So
that could be the remake.
I'm so glad they did that just to shove it to EA, because EA shut down that company. Like, that company doesn't exist anymore. Right. We're never getting Dead Space 4. Unless they, like, outsource it. But Visceral Games is gone. But, like, it was just so perfect. The everything I remembered about that game was, like, still there. They, like, upped all the graphics and everything. And, like, the sound is so much better. Right. It's just, like, it's just such a good horror experience.
You guys should watch our, I mean, we keep shilling our videos, but you should watch the live stream we did when I played it with him. But yeah. It was just me, because I never played it before. And I was genuinely...
It was so good.
There was like a piece that I just turned around, I'm like, oh my God!
Yeah.
that was a really good... That was just a fun game. That was really good. It looked great, played great. I was genuinely surprised that like the limb cutting was on in that game originally. That just
was such an advanced feature. Yeah, that game was just like crazy back in the day. We got Resident Evil 4 remake this year as well. I played most of it. I didn't finish it.
I saw it on sale. I think it was like 25 or something.
But it's just Resident Evil 4, so
I never played it. I was thinking like, is it worth getting?
It's like 20 bucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only price I'd buy it for.
Well, you already got it, so
yeah. Liza P was pretty fun.
I want to play it. Yeah, it's just,
yeah. From what we played of it,
it's Return to Dreamland, not Triple Deluxe.
Oh, Return to Dreamland.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, what? Destiny 2 Lightfall? That was...
Oh, yeah. Destiny died this year. Rest in peace, Bungie. They literally committed Sudoku, and that was it. I'm trying to think. What the heck else?
That was on console.
I know we played, like, other smaller stuff.
Did we, though? I don't know. I played Meet Your Maker, and it was really fun at first, but then it just got old really easy. Yeah, it died really fast.
Oh, they remastered Pikmin 1 and 2. I'm just looking at my Switch games now. They remastered Pikmin 1 and 2, which was cool.
You might want to try and, like... I know you look and talk, like, but... so he said if it didn't pick up, Pikmin 1 and 2 is really cool. Yeah, and the fact that they remastered was just really nice.
It's nice that the Switch is becoming this, like, one-stop shop for Nintendo games, almost.
Please.
But, like, we need...
It was Redfall! That was the other disappointment.
That was it. Yeah, that's right. Redfall was down here.
Yeah.
Put the list back up, whoever was editing. What did we play this year?
What are your thoughts on Hogwarts Legacy?
Hogwarts Legacy was dope. I gotta go back and finish that one, too. But, that was, like, amazing. That game was just doomed from the start, though, because of all the stupid what's-her-name backlash that it gets. But the game itself was incredible.
Just for what it's worth, I'm not sure this is your policy. My policy is I can separate the art from the artist, and she's not involved anymore anyway. She had nothing to do with it. Right.
The company that made the game literally said, like, yeah, she had nothing to do with it.
Right.
I think they announced they're working on a sequel... with like online already.
Oh, really?
So it's supposed to be like a.
That would be cool because there's dueling that's a sport in.
Right, there's dueling. There's like Quidditch they could add.
Aren't they doing a free to play Quidditch game?
They're doing like a battle pass system Quidditch game, which is perfect.
Not to get into like a lot into Harry Potter, but it blows my mind they waited this long for a Quidditch game. Like, I feel like that was like ripe for like a. A sports game.
I think everybody was just afraid to touch Harry Potter.
Right.
Fantastic Beasts 1 came out, and that was when What's-Her-Name started to go crazy and be like, yeah, Dumbledore was actually in love with this other guy. And it's like, what? Okay. Like, I never said Hermione was white. Like, what? Yes, in this page right here. Her white complexion, yes. But yeah, I don't know. That game was amazing. Definitely try it. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll love that game.
Right.
And I think all the Harry Potter fans did love that game.
Just
And then, like, the extremists kind of, like, boycotted it and was right. like, don't buy this game.
It's but
like,
it's still...
But it was a good game and had nothing to do with her anyway.
Don't get on the Switch, though. That's...
Oh, yeah, yeah. if there's a AAA game that comes out on PS5 and Series X, don't play it on the Switch. Yeah.
Right.
Unless it's, like, I don't know. Like Rayman.
Witcher 3 was like a really good...
Witcher 3
good,
they fixed.
Because
actually worked on.
Oh, did they fix it after the fact?
They like dumbed it down and then they kind of like slowly upgraded it back to like PS4 and Xbox One levels,
Panic,
I think.
Panic Bun's one of the only studios I trust when it comes to... Yes. When they do port, they're real... That's their whole job, just porting. And they do a really good job. For me, Street Fighter 6... I love that game. I love Street Fighter 6. So much fun. I'm taking a break because there's literally negative time these days. But when Akuma comes out, I'm on it. I'm playing it. I can't wait for Akuma. And it runs super flawlessly. Steam Deck came out this year, and I have it, and I love it.
It was on sale on GameStop's website for $260 yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And I was like, I should buy it. And I was like, no. It's nice to lay in... I would just use it to lay in bed.
Well, yeah, but
like,
that's like...
I have the Switch.
So right. But no, see, here's the thing, right? Once you have the Steam Deck, you start to realize, why would I play any indie game on the Switch? Because it runs infinitely better on Steam Deck.
Right.
Because, like, I have the physical Repentance, or Isaac Repent on Switch, the collector's edition. I'd never opened it because I have a Steam Deck. I'm like, well, I can play it with mods, so why would I?
Right.
You know? But, like, it's super fun, super worth it. Sometimes I just, like, I have, like, IBS and other stomach issues, but, like, sometimes I'll be playing a game, and then I'm like, I go to the bathroom, stream to my Steam Deck, run and play it in the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like, I'm having fun! Oh, and I just, and it was only in the last month or two, but, like, I finally learned how to optimize streaming the games from my PC to the Steam Deck. And it just makes a world of difference. Because, like, on the Steam Deck, Spider-Man runs at, like, 30 frames, which is playable. But, like, for me, it's like, why would I? It's like, right. I don't. But because my PC is the one doing it and then it streams it to me, I'm playing in 60 frames. It's like, perfect. It's beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. We totally missed out on Super Mega Baseball 4. I feel like.
Damn.
Black Sword. Let's see here.
Oh, another big one for me this year was Marvel Snap. I, like, got back into that. I
like,
did pretty good with each of the last couple seasons, hitting, like, the 80s range for rank. So.
That came out this year, right?
Was it? It was last year the beta came
but
out.
But the full PC version
came out this year.
Right. Although I still hear that it's horrendously bad with microtransactions. Like in terms of, like currency versus card. Like, I heard they started, like they sell you a card and then like you see it's busted, then a month later just nerf it to the ground.
Yeah. The balancing they do is pretty terrible. I have put like maybe $10 into the game. And I have like a ton of stuff.
Captain
like,
America Muddle.
Yeah.
You
could do a lot in that game for free. So if you like grind it every day and like actually like don't waste your currencies and stuff, you know.
I already mentioned it, but again, BattleBit Remastered, amazing game. Really good. That was super fun. I love going back to it. I wish it was better. I wish you could play it on Steam Deck, but it's just not feasible. We talked about Pikmin 4. We got to talk about Hello Kitty Island Adventure, Apple Arcade.
Well, really,
I played it. It's amazing.
Yep, I knew it.
I love it. What's on our? I wish we thought about this beforehand, but like games we need that came out this year that I wish we played. Disney Illusion Island co-op because it's on Switch.
Yes. Sonic Superstars co-op.
Like, yeah, $40. Like,
refuse to support Sega. Unless it's a Yakuza game. They're fine. But, like, Sonic Frontiers, my limit is still $20.
It was at $25.
It was $25 the other day, but only on Steam. And I was like, I'm not playing this on the PC.
Yeah, but you have my PC now.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No!
They're still done! Those two. I bought Detective Pikachu 2. I want to play it. I just haven't gotten to it.
Clearly no one streamed or played.
Nobody played it, but I just, like, love that game.
I wish we played or got into LEGO 2K Drive.
I just got it.
Oh, really?
The Plus game for this month for PlayStation.
Oh, there's crossplay, right?
I think there's crossplay.
If it's on sale enough, I'll get it if you want to.
Yeah, we'll check if it has crossplay after. But what else came out this year that I wanted to play? Remnant 2, I want to play with you.
Right.
NBA 2K24. that was a real wish list item, you know.
Madden. Do they still do NHL games?
NHL. it's not FIFA anymore. It's called like Football League or something. No, they lost the FIFA license.
Yeah, no, I think it's just called EA Sports or...
EA Soccer, or something.
Here's Mernando. And it's just like these, yeah, just like, you know.
Lion Messel. Yes, thank you.
I wish we played Smurfs Kart.
Garfield Kart 3 came out. Oh, you know what I gotta get? Nickelodeon All-Stars 2.
That we well, here's the thing. So it has Steam Remote Play, though. So you're welcome. No, give me 20 bucks. All right. I think we should. I think it'd just be fun.
Can we play it? We can play online, right? Doubles?
Yeah, because Remote Play, so technically it's local. Right. Yeah, we should totally do that. Yeah. We did play Sea of Stars. I started. I was actually having fun.
I gotta play it. That's on Game Pass. Yeah. I gotta play that.
I want to play Armored Core at some point, but...
Yeah, it was on sale for $40 the other day, I think, on Amazon.
Oh, really?
I want to pick it up at some point.
Starfield, that was code Fae Farm. That came out on the Switch. Fae Farm, remember? Fae Farm?
No, I can't. I want to try out that Dune game that came out, because that's apparently a really good, like, RTS.
Oh, really?
I don't like RTSs, but there are some times I'm in a...
Halo Wars?
That's like the only one. And like StarCraft back in the day, but like...
Oh, you played StarCraft?
Yeah, StarCraft 2. But like, I have to be like in the right mood to play them, and like that was one I like kind of seemed interested
in. What kind of mood?
Sexy mood. They're like Zach by my mean mood.
I'm aroused mood. Let's see here. I just saw something that...
Mario RPG, like I said before. I have it. I gotta just get to it.
Did you try out Monster Hunter Now? I think you said you played it, right?
I did. Oh, okay. It's like Pokemon Go. It's fine. I'll go back to it like every now and then and just whatever, but...
I have no interest in Mortal Kombat 1, but it is cool to watch Homelander. Omni-Man.
Yeah, the DLC characters they're doing are really cool for it. I don't know. I just kind of skipped it this time. I'm honestly just waiting for Injustice 3.
Oh, you know what the game we need to play at some point is Pizza Tower.
Yes. Oh, Pizza Tower. That would be, honestly,
that could be like best soundtrack game for me.
It's really good.
Well, then again, in Pokemon Dindogo has had the remix of Celeste.
I will say it's cool. Toby Fox did all of that. I didn't know he did, but it was still awful.
Yeah, remix with a stinker.
You didn't add a skip button for the credits, and I had to sit through that.
Oh.
And that was awful.
I want to beat Mirage. It's a good Assassin's Creed. It's just...
So, oh, I meant to talk about that. Mirage was a good game, right? I'm glad they went back to the old stuff for Assassin's Creed, but it reminded me how terrible a lot of the old stuff is for Assassin's Creed. Like the follow missions, and it's like, you just did a mission here. Travel 1,000 meters over there on your horse. It's like, okay. But it's a short game. It's linear.
Right.
It's not a giant open world 900-hour game, so... We don't need those anymore.
Really, though? Like, we actually don't?
Yeah.
It is called EA Sports.
Texas Chainsaw was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we said that. WarioWare Movie was a lot of fun.
WarioWare, we played when Rob was down.
It's hard to play that game sitting, but, like, it's just fun. Like,
yeah, it was actually, like, a really
fun
time.
Almost like an exercise game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, like, I was sweating. Let's see here. Risk Rain Returns, I heard it was really good.
I gotta play it, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta play Risk Rain 2 together. I guess really both. I didn't buy the one. Modern Warfare 3. You bought it. I'm like, wait, did you buy it?
You bought it.
Yeah.
I haven't even played it.
Honestly, it's a lot of fun as a nostalgia trip.
Right.
Like, all the maps are Modern Warfare 2. All the stuff. I didn't realize it. There were zero new maps on release.
Yeah.
No.
It was all just remakes.
The zombies is really fun. I'm not sure if... No, I think someone else told me, but apparently the zombies, it blew out their expectations for how well received it was.
Wow.
They're like, wow, they're like, everyone loves this. Like, it's like, well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I love to play zombies with you. It'd be really,
yeah,
I
zombies think, is yeah. the only thing I'm like interested in.
Right. I just see Naruto X Boruto and I just want to cry again.
It's so sad.
December, Batman Arkham Trilogy. That was for the Switch. I think that's really, Avatar, $20.
Yeah.
$20.
I can't buy that free skin Far Cry game at full value.
No. I called it Far Cry Blue. Far Cry, you know?
That's perfect. Yeah.
That's it, actually. So, like...
Yeah. I mean, that was it. I mean...
We had stuff to play. There's a lot of stuff to play. There wasn't enough time to do... So, like, we kind of agreed toward the end of it. It's like, solo. We don't have time for solo play games. Because, like...
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Because it's like... Those are time commitments that we just don't, like, have.
Right.
Because then the other person just watches, and it's kind of hard. Like, unless... Once we're in a studio position, we can totally do that.
Right. We can just sit here and,
talk. Right, right. But, like, online, it's so much harder.
Right.
So I guess... I mean, that's most of it. I guess it kind of comes down to our game of the year. You didn't really mention what yours is. I alluded to what mine is. So I'll let you think.
I'm trying to think, yeah.
Mine's... So... Again, very conflicted between Tears of the Kingdom and BattleBit. But I think I'm going to have to go with Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Oh, iOS. My God. Yes. Yes.
I didn't pull out like a Hello Kitty. Dude, next year, actually, I would love to have like a party ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, I think it's going to come down to the Tears of the Kingdom. Because, I mean, BattleBit is super fun for me. It'd probably be, for me, BattleBit's going to be, like, the multiplayer shooter of the year for me. And, like, just playing with you and stuff like that. However, Tears of the Kingdom finally gave me a Zelda story that I really enjoyed. The fusion mechanic for weapons were really great. The combat was difficult, much more difficult than Breath of the Wild, although those shadow hands were fucking bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it was a great experience. I had so much fun playing it. I was actually sad when I beat it. I'm like, damn, it's over. And not a lot of games make me feel that way, except for Naruto X Boruto Connections. I was like, damn it. No. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. I think that's the same.
Really?
Tears of the Kingdom, I don't know. There was just something about it. It was just so addictive, too. Like, I couldn't put that game down all year.
Yeah, it was...
It was just perfect. It was just like a Zelda game again. After, like, I feel like what was years without a Zelda game. Because the last, like, Zelda-feeling Zelda game we got was... Twilight Princess? Yeah. Twilight Princess. Because it was Breath of the Wild on the Wii U and the Switch when the Switch came out.
Wait, what about?
Oh, Skyward Sword.
Yeah, Skyward Sword.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Skyward Sword was
that. I want to play that with you on stream, like when we have a studio. Yeah, because I never beat Skyward Sword.
Right.
I know it's a longer one though.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like it'd just be fun to kind of play.
Yeah, but yeah, Skyward Sword was the last like Zelda game, and that was
right.
Less 10 Zelda years ago.
Right. And it was kind of not well received.
Because... Right. But and then you know what? Playing it again when they re-released it last year, it, like, made me appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, more. Yeah. No, people really complain when it came out. Like, oh, this guy looks so weird. Like, okay, but it's a Zelda game. It looks, and it plays fine, so what's the issue here? One last note, though. What about Returnal? Oh, that was last year, I guess.
Because it's a PC. Yeah, PC and the
right.
DLC came out this year.
Yeah, so...
I mean, that was pretty much it.
It was a fun year. We made, you know, made some changes. We're gonna go to co-op games and Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom was just really, really good. And it wasn't co-op, which sucks, but it was just an amazing game. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
It was just a fun time all around.
But before we end this though, do you think are you happy or sad that there's not gonna be any DLC?
I guess happy. Right. I also just kind of hope they go back to more of a linear Zelda game.
They're not They literally had an interview, and they're like, he's like, I don't know why people would want linear Zelda games again. It's like, so like, by that logic, I think the next course of action is just put 3D making, or not 3D, but like, what was Link to the Past? Link to the Awakening. You know, right. I think they're going to just start doing the games that, like, in that version. Like, they're going to do, hopefully, Minish Cap at some point.
Although, oh, my that's God, Capcom. Yes.
There might be issues, because Capcom...
Right, yeah,
but
that's
the problem. But they have a great relationship with them.
Yeah.
Right.
So they might be able to just get it.
But yeah, I think that's, like, their only... Because they said they want a Zelda game out every year. Right. So,
next year, we're getting a remake.
Right. So...
I just don't know what.
Yeah, exactly. So I think... Again, what I think they should do is... They see they have two winning strategies, linear and open world. Just have... find another amazing studio that you really trust, or even Capcom again, and just be like,
have Capcom do it. Capcom's like actually a god at remaking games. Yeah. Like, their Resident Evil remakes are really good.
I think it is. I honestly think that Nintendo is deathly afraid of leaks if it's outside their, like, because, I mean, there were some leaks for Smash 4, you know, I mean, granted, like stupid, like 4chan bullcrap, but like, but there was a few that actually like worked out. But I think Nintendo's just like, just doesn't, they want to keep everything under wraps, and they're probably also pretty pissed off with Retro.
Right.
You know,
yeah, Retro's not, kind of like,
because they did, Retro did remakes. They did
they're doing Metroid Prime 4 right now, right?
Right, but didn't they, but they made the other Retro, Metro.
Oh, the remake, the remaster. Yeah.
So, like, I'm just saying that I think they're very skeptical of asking another company to make, like, a new Zelda IP when, A, the last one, which was, what, Rhonda Gamelon, that was CD-ROM one, sucked.
Yeah.
And they're probably definitely afraid of leaks, so. I hope they do it, because I'd love to see more linear Zelda games.
Right.
Like, even if it's smaller scale, but also open world. I don't know.
Right. Just,
you got anything else before we,
No, that's pretty much it. Check out all the games we talked about. Check out our videos for all of them. Join the Discord.
Yeah.
Hit the bell. That's a thing.
Yeah, hit the notification bell.
Hit like, subscribe. Comment down below what your game of the year was. Oh yeah.
What's the biggest stinker?
What was your biggest stinky that we'll probably play at some point? Because I'm interested.
Yeah, really.
I mean, that's it.
All right, have a good one, guys. We'll see you next time.
Happy New Year. Whatever this comes out.
Right. Hold on. I gotta get on my.
Oh my god. All right.
Come on. There's the remote. Okay. All right. Bye, guys. Bye.